It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio, your NPR news station.
If a preventive measure is the same thing as a preventative measure, it seems hard to justify having both words.
That's what they say. Joining us now is University of Michigan English professor Anne Curzan. Hey, Anne.
Hello.
I see the preventive-preventative issue all the time. What's the winner?
In this case, the answer is preventive. I looked in the Corpus of Contemporary American English online, which is freely available, and the ratio is about 6-1 of preventive versus preventative, which means preventative is used, but preventive wins.
You know, that surprises me because it seems I see preventative more often, but not, huh?
Well, it may be that you just notice those because they're unusual. But if we look at the IVE ending, as in preventive or attractive, versus the ATIVE ending, as in preventative, it's not always the case that the shorter one wins. I looked at exploitative versus exploitive, and in that case, exploitative is 4 times more common than exploitive.
And exploitive is correct.
Well, you'll find both in dictionaries. They're both correct, but exploitative is being used more often right now.
You know I don't want to hear that. All right, let's talk about the ness versus itty suffixes. Audaciousness versus audacity.
In that case, we have a Latin ending. French goes back to Latin, I-T-Y, versus a native English suffix, N-E-S-S. I checked audacity and audaciousness. Audacity, way more common than audaciousness. I looked at aggressiveness and aggressivity, and you may be able to guess that aggressiveness in that case, much more common than aggressivity. I thought, okay, well, let's then check passiveness and passivity. Passivity wins there. So you can see there isn't completely a pattern as to which we prefer, the ITY word or the NESS word.
So it's really all about our preferences then.
It is about our preferences. As one word comes to be used more and more, we see it more, we hear it more, and it gets a kind of energy to it.
Help me with this one. Tortuous, torturous.
I love these two. They both go back to Anglo-Norman. They both show up in English in the 15th century. They mean different things, at least originally. Tortuous means full of turns. And from there, it comes to mean if something's not direct or crooked. And from there, it comes to mean devious. Torturous means causing torture. But the two have come at this point fairly close together, because something that is crooked or devious could be also torturous.
You mean like trying to figure out the English language?
Oh, I hope not.
Again, Anne, thank you so much for a delightful Sunday morning.
Thanks, Rena.